Do you know much about the history of, you know, these standards? I mean, is this a recent trend where IMO is trying to kind of create a safer environment?
Well, you have to remember, Solis came out not too many years after the Titanic. That was the first international standard for shipping that had really come out. Before that, there were unwritten rules, or there were national rules, but there weren't a lot of international regulations set forth. So these have all been building. I think with communication and technology being what it is, we generate more of these policies and standards because there's more stuff going on the ships now.
Yeah.
But it's a growing process, and I think we've seen since probably the Exxon Valdez with MARPOL and Open 90 here in the U.S., you've seen a rapid buildup of regulations. And that's confusing to the vessel owner, costly for the vessel owner, and confusing to the flag states all to implement them.
Yeah.
But it's quickly, there's more and more coming out every day. If you go look at the IMO and view assembly meetings and safety committee and environmental protection committee, all the time their notices are getting bigger, a lot bigger.
Yeah, so it's, you know, building up.
It is.